Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Grace. Batting third. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Babe Dahlgren. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Mancuso. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ellis Kinder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Ellis Kinder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting second. The center fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Gene Handley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jake Caulfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger strikes out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens takes first base on ball four. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens misplays the ball. That's an error on Stevens. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards first. Dahlgren juggles the ball. That's an error on Dahlgren. Vallo moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Vallo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vallo scores. McCuskey scores. McQuinn moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kinder fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. McQuinn moves to third. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. Ellis Kinder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kinder hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Mancuso moves to second. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0 for 1 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mancuso moves to third. Dillinger moves to second. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. Dillinger scores. It's Browns, 2, Athletics, 2. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Vallo. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Stevens moves to third. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens scores. There goes Judnick trying to get to home. Chapman throws the ball into Rosar, who tags Judnick, who's trying to score from second, for the out. It's 3-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to second. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 0 in the game. McQuinn bunts towards the mound. Kinder fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Vallo moves to third. McCuskey moves to second. Al Lamakia now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Vallo scores. McCuskey moves to third. Two outs. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosar takes first base on ball 4. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dillinger. McCuskey scores. Rosar moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-1 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 0-1 in the game. Dahlgren hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al LaMacchia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMacchia hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-1 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-1 in the game. Fowler hits a pop-up towards first. Dahlgren settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-2 in the game. Grace hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grace for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-1 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a fly ball into left field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Mancuso and he is safe. Handley steals second. Hank Helf now catching. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Caulfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Handley moves to third. Two outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-2 in the game. Fowler hits a fly ball into right field. Grace settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dahlgren takes first base on ball 4. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Locatello pinch hits for Al LaMacchia. Johnny Locatello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locatello hits a fly ball into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Locatello now playing third base. Stan Firenze now pitching. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to third. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McQuinn hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Grace is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grace is 0-for-3 in the game. Grace hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Caulfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Judnick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berardino hits a line drive towards third. Suter reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Rosar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-3 in the game. Suter hits a fly ball into left field. Zarilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Handley takes first base on ball 4. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Handley. The throw from Helf and he is safe. Handley steals second. Jake Caulfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caulfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Caulfield hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zarilla. Caulfield reaches second base with a double. Handley scores. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0-for-3 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Locatello fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Caulfield scores. It's 9-3, Athletics. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Helf to Stevens and they have Vallow trapped. The throw over to Dahlgren, who applies the tag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarilla is 0-for-3 in the game. Zarilla hits a line drive into center field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Dahlgren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dahlgren is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dahlgren hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Helf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Helf is 0-for-1 in the game. Helf hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.